Hello everyone, my name is Dotun Okeh and I'm your host on Jesus Speakers. Welcome to the first episode. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. We pray even as we look through your word and discuss that you would open our hearts to the truth in your word in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Our topic today is Mary or Martha. The Bible text for that would be Luke chapter 10 verses 38 to 42. I would be reading from the King James Version, but I would also pick out parts from the Amplified Version, Easy to Read Version, the Message Bible, and the Passion Translation. I read, "Now it came to pass as they went, that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet, and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered." Cumbered means to be troubled. Easy to read version says she was busy. Martha was cumbered about much serving. Amplified version says she was distracted with serving duties. Message version says she was pulled away by all that she had to do in the kitchen. So Martha was cumbered about much serving and came to him and said, "Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Be that therefore that she help me." And Jesus answered and said unto her, "Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her." So I'll dive into it quickly. Mary or Martha. Let's describe Martha. So Martha, you would see from the passage that she was the one who invited Jesus in. She received Jesus into her house. It tells you a lot about who Martha is. It tells you that there is so much zeal to do things for God. Relating it to like a 21st century Christian, there is so much zeal to do things for God. The Message version says she welcomed him and made him feel quite at home. You know, our lives are, take this as someone who works in any church organization or any church. You know, they are always ready to serve God. You know, they will make God, Jesus, feel so comfortable in their lives. You know, you wake them up at 3 a.m. We need you to do something for the church. They are on it. Yes, so Martha invited Jesus in. Now, let's look at Mary. Mary was someone who chose fellowship. I'm sure we got the part where, because Martha chose works, she chose service. Like I said, she had so much zeal. While Mary chose fellowship. Now, fellowship, I just searched the Bible for fellowship. And one part that I thought to share was in Acts chapter 2, on the day of Pentecost, when the apostles received the Holy Spirit. You remember they talked to a bunch of people. And then there were like 3,000 converts on that day, on the day of Pentecost. Now that verse 42 of Acts chapter 2 in Amplified Version says, "They were continually and faithfully devoting themselves to the instructions of the apostles." The apostles were definitely teaching the teachings of Christ. "And to fellowship, to eating meals together and to praying." So it tells you that fellowship is important for every new believer. You know, fellowship with other believers, fellowship with God. Then the Passion Translation, TPT, says every believer was faithfully devoted to following the teachings of the apostles. Their hearts were mutually linked to one another, sharing communion and coming together regularly for prayer. Now, what this place describes fellowship as is their hearts were mutually linked to one another, which is very deep. It's coming handy while we continue speaking. So I want to give you another description of Martha. Martha complained because someone was enjoying fellowship and wasn't putting much into service. That went dark real quick, right? So you see that Martha was so busy in the kitchen that she came to tell Jesus, "Jesus, this person is definitely choosing you, but I want her to leave you and come and help me to work for you." That makes sense, right? Like what she said, you understood what she said. I want you to tell somebody who is benefiting directly from you to stop what she's doing and then come and work for you, to come and serve you, serve as in food, and then relating it to our daily lives, serve as in, and to this topic, serve as in, work for you, do things in the household of God. So she complained about somebody that was enjoying fellowship and wasn't putting much into service. Now, don't get me wrong, service is really, really important, but there are priorities when it comes to our Christian race. By the way, I guess I should tell you, that description of Martha was so me a few months ago. I'm going to share. So, moving on. Now, then the next part of that text tells us when Jesus was speaking. And then most versions say, Martha, Martha. The Message Bible says, Martha, dear Martha. I'm Nigerian, and in a Nigerian home, if you've done something wrong, somebody is definitely going to call your name twice, or maybe three times, or four times, you know, for emphasis, and like, you've done something wrong. Martha, Martha, you know that a criticism is coming. Jesus gave another description for Martha. I'm going to speak Pidgin English. She carried the matter for her head. Like, she puts everything on her head, like, you know, she was ready to go the extra mile, which is not really a bad thing. It could go south though. She was ready to go the extra mile for Jesus. We say this thing on Christian Twitter. We say we carry Jesus on top of our head, especially this year. Like, since the year began, everybody has been like, oh, this year we carry Jesus on our head, the gospel everywhere, which is really good. But that could go like so wrong if your service to God outweighs your fellowship. I don't know, but I guess there will probably be people who are online. I'm not shading anybody, but who are online, and you know, they're always putting out content for Jesus and everything. But when you look at their personal lives, there might not be so much Jesus in them. You know, maybe they don't even have Jesus in their personal conversations with people. Maybe it's just in what they post or just in their service. Yeah, and which is so wrong. Now, when you do this, when service becomes a priority over fellowship, you would end up seeing your service to God as a tax and not as a gift. This is why I share my story. So, a couple of months ago, I took a very step back from so many church responsibilities, and people are like, Dutton, what is wrong with you? You know, why are you doing this? Some people couldn't even ask me, and I'm sure they were just wondering, what is wrong with this guy? Why did he do all these things? Like, it doesn't make sense. On different levels, I dropped positions that I was holding in the church. I did all those things to realign my focus with God. Now, not everybody may go that way, because mine was like super intense, but I did it to because God has been sending me signals. I was serving God like so much in different places, in different areas, but I knew that my fellowship bar was so low, and I needed to get that corrected. I needed to work on that. So your service to God becomes a task and not a gift. When I started becoming serious with God, anytime I'm given a position or something, I'm usually like, thank you, Jesus. I can finally do more for you in this place. I can touch more lives for you. I can, you know, help more people when it comes to things of God. But then at a point, it started becoming, this work is too much. Am I the only person available? I started complaining, basically. So the service to God became a task and not a gift. And the thing is, this is usually really personal, because most people might not know what is going on. You know, they are not with you at home. They don't know if you are studying the word. You might not be studying the word, and you might lead Bible study, and people will be so blessed. Like, you might not study the word on a regular basis, and you might take a Bible study session, and people will be so blessed. So they won't even know what is going on in your life. They won't know that this person does not pray so much. They won't know that this person does not really live out Jesus in his life. You know, maybe lifestyle. Maybe you are still compromising in some things. They won't know all that, because all they see is your service. Yeah, and that could be detrimental. So another thing that Jesus said was that he pointed out that Mary loved herself. I'm going to recall the verse, the Bible chapter that says, "Love thy neighbor as thyself." Now, love thy neighbor as thyself. You can't love your neighbor. You can't love other people, because when we do service in God's vineyard, the people that are usually touched are other people. So it's like you're showing love to other people. But the Bible tells us that you should love other people like you love yourself. How do you love yourself first? By making sure your fellowship with God is on a strong level before you go ahead to service. So, and then, okay, one of the scriptures that says love your neighbor as thyself, because they are a couple. Matthew 22 verse 39. Then Matthew 22 verse 37, which comes before that verse, says that you should love the Lord God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. Remember what the Passion Translation said that fellowship is. It said their hearts were mutually linked together with one another. And now it says love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. So being mutually linked with God, this place is basically telling us loving God is fellowshipping with God. Yeah, going back to the main point, that Jesus pointed out that Mary loved herself, because Amplified Version says Mary has chosen the good part, that which is an advantage to her. Message Version says one thing is essential and Mary has chosen it. It is the main course and won't be taken away from her. Fellowship is the main course. That's the Message Bible. Fellowship is the main course. You know, service is, yes, is an added benefit. It's something we need to do, but the main course is fellowship, which Mary had chosen. Now, this part that says it will not be taken away from her, it was literally telling Martha, stop getting worked up, stop getting angry because someone is more focused on fellowship than service like you are. You know, there are some people that maybe baby Christians, you know, they know they are still growing, so they devote more of their time to just their personal relationship with God. And then you see them and you're like, but you are here, why are you not serving God? And then you get so angry because they are not serving God. But they know they are working on their personal relationship with God. You are basically being a martyr. A martyr, yeah, that makes sense. You're basically being martyr. And Jesus was telling Martha that, see, you are just wasting your time. You get worked up because I love Mary for it. You know, I would not take it away from her. God loves these people for focusing on their fellowship first. So the sensible thing for you to do, if you are someone like, if you are in Martha's shoes, is to work on yourself instead, and not to start saying, why are people not as active in the things of church, in the things of God like I am? You don't know what's going on in their personal lives. They are probably working on their fellowship with God before they move on to service. We don't want people that would start the work and then they start drifting away from God. This takes me to my last point before I ask a question. Is your private ministry more important than your public ministry? The answer should be yes. Your private ministry is your fellowship. Your public ministry, like I said, when you are serving God in His household, the first people you touch are actually people, so it's a public ministry. Then your private ministry is your fellowship with God. The person that gets touched is you. So don't allow your public ministry to outweigh your private ministry. Then ask yourself a question. Are you Mary or are you Martha? Now let's shake it up a little. Are you a blend of all things good in this woman? That is, do you have a fellowship with God, like a good one? And then do you also serve God? Because that is the best of the best of both worlds. Remember that service must never interfere with fellowship. So this is why it is important for us to talk to God before accepting responsibilities, even in the church. They want to make you the head of a department. Don't say, oh, finally I can do more for God. That is actually good if you're excited about it. But go back and ask God, God, will this interfere in my fellowship with you? Because truth is, for some people, you give them a task and that task will interfere with their fellowship with God, because they will get so worked up on that task. And then for some other people, they can carry it, and then, you know, they blend everything, and then it works perfectly for them. So you might not actually be the perfect fit for the job, even though your leaders have given you that opportunity. You have to go back to God, who knows you best, and then seek His face. So because if not, you go down some path, and then you become so distracted, you would become, in quotes, busy, you become worried, you become anxious, you become bothered, you even become upset, and that would just be sad for a child of God, because we are not supposed to be all those things. There is joy in serving God, there is joy in fellowshipping with God. Now, while reading the main text, I mentioned something that the Message Bible said Mary was pulled away from all that she had, was pulled away by all that she had to do in the kitchen. So maybe she was initially fellowshipping, you know, with Mary, and then she got pulled away by service. So please don't let service pull you away. I pray that this word finds place in your hearts, in Jesus' name, amen. Father, we thank you for your word. Pray that even as your people have heard your word, that you please help them to accept these things and to make decisions to live properly, to not allow their service to interfere with fellowship, to build on their fellowship with you first, to prioritize what needs to be prioritized, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Thank you all. Please don't forget to share. Don't forget to, I think there's a favorite button somewhere. And don't forget to live by this. God bless you all. So the songs that were played today in today's episodes were Won't Bring Me Down and Full Effect from Tidashi's Never Fold album. It was released in 2019, 17 tracks. Won't Bring Me Down is the 16th track, Full Effect is the 15th track. Those were the first two songs that were played. The last three songs that we played were Background, God Is Enough, and Boasting, all from Lucre's Rehab album in 2010, also 17. I would love you to be a part of the next episode. Thank you.